quote from the author. Although I wrote this book in a spirit of dispassionate inquiry, I cannot expect my critics to respond in kind.
Well, Al Franken, they sure didn't. You got sued.
Yes, I did.
When you found out about the lawsuit, did you think this is good news or this is bad news?
Oh, I thought I knew it was good news. There's a kind of funny story about this. I went to Italy this summer after I'd finished the book. I needed a vacation, so I went to Italy with my family. And I knew I was going to come back to start, you know, selling the book and marketing the book and going on the book tour. So, you know, the book, The Tipping Point.
Right.
Yeah. Which basically tells how, you know, things have become phenomenon on small little things. And so a lot of people in marketing now are, you know, it's a little bit of a, it's a cult classic or more than that probably. And so I took The Tipping Point to Italy, but I didn't want to think about my book for about, you know, about 5 or 6 days. So on the sixth night in Italy, I take The Tipping Point to bed. And I'm reading it, and it's a great book, and I'm about halfway through, and I start falling asleep, and I close my eyes, and I start thinking, must think of Tipping Point for book. Must think of Tipping Point for book. Fall asleep. My next conscious moment, I swear, someone in the house walks in and says, Al, you're being sued by Fox. And I kind of open my eyes, and it takes about a second and a half to register, and I go, good. And then I went back to sleep. And then about an hour and a half later, I got my email, and I had all the Team Franken were excitedly emailing me, saying, this is great.
And it got you to number one on the Amazon bestseller list before the book was even published. So
yes.
Now, what Fox contested was the title of your book, which includes what they say was a trademarked expression.
Right.
So your book title is Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right, and it was Fair and Balanced that was contested by Fox.
Right.
How did you come up with the title?
Well, you know, if you think of the title like Rush Limbaugh's a Big Fat Idiot and Other Observations, the subtitle is And Other Observations. So Rush Limbaugh's a Big Fat Idiot is sort of an over-the-top ad hominem attack at a guy who makes ad hominem attacks. So Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them is a, you know, like Ann Coulter wrote a book called Slander, and, you know, the lies of the left or something. And so I figured I would use their kind of language. What I learned in trademark law was that lies and lying liars is called wordplay. And it was funny because in the hearing, the judge said to the Fox attorney, do you think that lies and the lying liars is wordplay? And she kind of went, no, Your Honor, not in this case. This is a deadly serious title, and nowhere on the jacket does it say parody, which is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard anyone. Well, yes, it is the dumbest. So I thought Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them is sort of like that over the top kind of stuff they do. And then A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right is sort of the very understated, like, this is going to be fair and balanced. And it had the added virtue of being fair and balanced, you know, alluded to Fox News Channel, which is part of the right-wing media, which shills for the Bush administration, which is a dishonest administration. And that's what the book is about. So I thought it was a great title. And I knew that when Fox sued me, that this was about Bill O'Reilly making Fox sue me. And I knew my rights as a satirist, that there was no question that I was going to win this thing and that it was just going to give me a lot of publicity, all of which was right. And so it's just worked out beautifully. Thank you. Thank you.